This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
MSNBC recently had a piece on their website titled, How Lower-Income Americans Are Shut Out of Journalism. And let's talk about that a little bit. It raises some points here that it's expensive, perhaps, to go to a nice journalism school. If you want to get your foot in the door someplace with an internship, those are usually unpaid. Perhaps you need to come from a better-off family so you can afford that unpaid internship. There are a lot of different ways we can go with this topic. Anything in particular stand out to you, Lisa, as you looked at this this piece?
Well, my first thought was that this has been a gradual trend, which is maybe becoming more, I guess, more obvious because of the economy, the downturn in the economy. And this piece starts off talking about how 401k benefits were cut for employees of the McClatchy Company. But there was a time when news, at least being a journalist, was kind of a blue-collar profession. You didn't, or blue-collar job, you didn't need a college degree. And then sometime, probably in the 80s, I think, that became a hiring requirement. So that started the shift to making it more of a white-collar job, I think.
It's all these journalism schools out there. They needed some place to send their graduates. So maybe they had arrangements with newspapers. But perhaps once upon a time, you would get your experience by working for a small newspaper or perhaps a place such as the City News Bureau in Chicago rather than going to a journalism school.
Yep. Yeah, that's. I was thinking back to what my dad used to say about how he got into the newspaper business back in the 30s, you know. And it, you know, he'd been in high school, and he was always interested in just writing, and he wrote things in his English classes and so forth, and then their high school had a little sort of weekly paper type of thing they would put together, and he wrote for that. And he only went to 1 year of college, Hendricks College, he never graduated. But then after he'd been in college for a year, he went to work at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, you know, working in just as a, you know, reporter guy. It was on-the-job training is how it used to be. And as Lisa pointed out, you know, and then I guess, you know, I suppose it was in the 80s things began to change.
Maybe earlier. I'm not sure about that.
It could be. I wasn't keeping track of it myself, I know. But, yeah, I think, you know, definitely now it's become something that you learn how to do in college. Whereas back in the day, it used to be something you learned how to do by simply doing it and being coached by the people that you worked for not very much money then either. But still, at least, you know, you were making a little bit of money while you learned to become a better writer and learn the ethics, et cetera. So.
The example with your father, I mean, mm-hmm. he had a high school newspaper he could write for. Mm-hmm. I wonder if some high schools in lower-class neighborhoods or communities have a high school newspaper. And this is another example of how perhaps mm-hmm. lower-income Americans just don't get that shot at being a journalist.
That's a good point. A lot of high schools have done away with their newspapers because of the cost or the aggravation. So, yeah, they might not get introduced to it at a young age.
I wonder, too, you know, I look at particularly with TV journalism at the network level. Are those people in touch at all with the lower or middle income Americans? They're making 6 or 7 figures a year. Many, in some cases, for example, George Stephanopoulos comes from a position of power before he goes into journalism. He worked at the White House. Especially at the network level, I think TV journalism has become rather elitist. It's not in touch with low or middle income America.
I would say you're probably right. You know, it's almost antithetical if you think about it because, you know, TV, network television, news people, I think, you know, the people who we see on screen, they have... Pardon me, I just get on my little box here and say that they have kind of devolved into show business people, mainly. It's about you know, Q ratings and all this kind of stuff and how well mm-hmm. they're liked and how they look on the air and all this sort of stuff, which is just what TV does. That's what it does to anything it gets a hold of. So if they've lost touch with what goes on in the, you know, the middle class and the upper, I don't know, lower middle class, I don't know how you describe it, but if they've lost touch with it, it's partly a circumstance, I think, of the medium they worked for, you know, as much as the money and all that. But their priorities have had to change in order to survive in TV, really. You know, they have to be all about getting the audience.
The anchors so, make millions.
Oh, my gosh.
The network anchors.
Yeah.
How are they going to be in touch with not just the middle class but the poor?
Yeah.
And then you have also at the big metro papers, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, a lot of their staff come from Ivy League schools.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you have – I mean, it's really hard to break in if you don't go to one of those schools.
Now what do you see at a smaller school such as Western? Do you see many students going into journalism who perhaps come from a lower income background? Or even then, is this something that I guess maybe seems to appeal to students that come from a little better off background, well-to-do background?
I definitely see a mix of backgrounds from not so well-to-do small towns, inner city. It's pretty mixed. Whether they stick with it, we'll see.
Yeah, and do they see journalism as a way of becoming rich? I guess do they see what's on television and they see these network anchors making seven figures a year and think that's their way to the upper class?
Well, I don't teach broadcasting, so I don't. No, I think they get into it because they like to write, or I think they don't have any illusions about striking it rich in journalism. Mm-hmm. But I do, you know, it is a concern, especially nowadays. You really need an internship to break in because the market is so competitive, and like almost all internships now are unpaid. And a lot of students can't afford to do an unpaid internship unless they're working a job too. So that's probably going to weed some out.
Yeah, and how many hours are there in a day if you're taking classes? Even if it's in the summer and you're taking just one class along with working enough so you can afford college and then doing that unpaid internship, how many hours are there in a day?
Yeah, to answer your earlier question, Rich, I don't know. I think I do teach broadcasting, and I think occasionally I see students who have kind of stars in their eyes about maybe becoming extremely good and popular in a large market. And I never discourage them, but I also point out that that's, you know, really the upper crust that get there. And, you know, your average Joe is going to spend basically a lifetime not starving but not making piles of money either. It's in the middle somewhere. And a good, you know, a well-paid broadcaster is as well-paid as, you know, a lot of different businesses, occupations would pay. So, you know, I try and get that message home to them. And it's the same in broadcasting as apparently it is in journalism as far as internships are concerned. It's, you really almost have to do an internship to get your foot in the door and just to get your face out there and your work and so on to make it. So,
hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.